Warren Buffett?
Wilhon, Oakland. Bummer, Barsha got in you, kind of wrecked your main event, and from there it was an uphill battle from there?
A little bit, but it's more me not just going forward with it. I should have just been focused more on my race and just nothing you can dwell about. All those guys are out there, and we're all racing pretty damn hard, so...
I don't think it was anything bad, really. Just got in you.
No, I just, it's something that I need to be more aware of. I haven't been up front at the main event, so it's something that I need to realize and fix for the next time up there.
Quad, bro.
Bro, quad.
So when did you first do it? Rumor has it, I was over at a team I'm not going to name, but it rhymes with Schmauer Shockey, and they were saying that that you did it in practice.
Yes.
So you saw it, size it up, bust it out once?
Twice. Open your eyes, dude. Stop twittering so much.
Dude, I'm not watching you. I'm watching guy number one. Look.
You told me on the track walk, you suck balls.
Hey, by the way, Brayton went off of that second table in the practice, but then cased the shit out of everything else.
Yeah, you did. He didn't. You know, technically, he didn't go off then.
No, he went off, barely clipped it, then clipped it.
Barely clip it. You're so full of it.
Hey, look. So the quad, how was it, man? It was a good job on that, and it looked like you had it down pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was good for me. It was something that's... I need to be able to do things like that, and I've always been able to find something like that, and plus I'm little on this thing, and it's plenty fast enough to do it, so yeah, it was big for sure, no doubt about that. So for me, it was just I got to keep getting starts like that and realize I can run out front.
I talked to Mike LaRocco. He said they tamed your bike down to maybe help you off the start because, you are known for your starts. You're a good starter, so I thought maybe it was wheeling or spinning or whatever. Looks like that might have helped.
Yeah, this week we did Man, it was a long day, a long test day, but it looks like it all was worth it right now.
Put a rag in the air box, that'll help also?
Well, mainly, we just haven't changed the filter since Anaheim 1.
Yeah. All right, so, top secret tips with Wilhon. Detune the bike, you still quad, and you get a good start.
Just like that.
All right. Are you happy with the way your season's going?
Yeah, I mean, the progress is there. It's just, it's never as rapid as you want it to be. It's something that I've learned over the years. I feel like I'm trying to have patience with this thing, and it is my first year. I'm allowed to make mistakes, and I'm just learning. And like I said, I'm trying to be up there, and the heat race was a big step for me tonight. I think that was something that was cool, and I felt like I was back on my TVD again. Like I had a sense of confidence I haven't had all year. So more than anything, it's just let's keep growing it slowly and slowly and be here every weekend for 17 races.
Last question. How much easier were the whoops from second practice to night show?
I was pissed, dude. Like legitimately pissed.
So was RV.
I mean, because it was a separating thing. The top five in that first practice even, we were, like, it was separated because of the whoops. It wasn't anything else. And then they knock them down. So I was like, I was pissed.
I was pissed, too.
I know Brayton was, too.
Yeah, I think we were all pissed.
I think there was a lot of pissed people.
Upper echelon guys pissed.
Possibly people in the crowd hoping for, a scorpion kiss out of one of the boys. Could have also been bummed out.
All right, hey, thanks, Will. Good job. See you next week.
Thanks. You didn't bring me any coffee. You suck balls.